Okay, Arisha, I'm curious if there's ever been a time where you were like the center of attention, you had an audience, and you took that opportunity to make a big announcement.
I know this is going to seem like it's scripted, but literally right now, center of attention, we're dropping merch.
Oh, wow. That was
because we get to announce
planned.
It this week, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, we do have merch. Oh my God.
Marketing owes us like a pony or something because this is just so beautifully done.
It really is. Wow. And I didn't even think about it. I thought maybe your tap show was going to come up, but it didn't.
Look. Lost opportunity.
Yeah. It's definitely a good chance when you're like in front of a mic, you have an audience to make a big power move. And at Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards, some major stars use their moment on stage to spill some tea, clap back at some critics, and really just send the audience into a frenzy, which I'm assuming you just did here.
Oh, everyone's losing their minds. I'm sure of it. I get it.
Same.
I will say, if only the AMBYs would pay attention to the VMAs, we could have this kind of award ceremony. I feel like a lot went down at the VMAs that everybody's talking about. Do we have water coolers anymore? Their Zoom chat rooms, if people still go to those. It's everywhere.
I had a water cooler at my first apartment, and I put fruit punch in it. So.
Oh, my God.
It's called being an adult. Look it up. I'm Wondery. I'm Brooke Siffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, August 30th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right. And we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, listen, if it's not absolutely clear by the sound of that audience, Nicki Minaj absolutely slayed at the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night. She did a truly epic 10-minute performance, which is not easy to do.
No, it's... We learned this trying to do karaoke for Ross.
Just gonna say, you and I rapped Look At Me Now, and... Truly
out.
Had to rest for an hour and a half afterwards.
We needed an IV drip to come back to life. It was brutal.
So Nicki did a mashup of some of her biggest hits and her newest song, Super Freaky Girl. But she was not just there to perform. She also emceed the show along with rappers LL Cool J, Total Throwback, and Jack Harlow. And she even won the Video Vanguard Award.
Yeah, which when I hear that, I immediately think of my retirement accounts. Vanguard. This is not an ad. So during her acceptance speech, which was on her phone, which was in her assistant's hand, and I absolutely love that. She was like, what the hell? I need my phone.
Yeah, she's like, Joe, who has it?
She credited essentially every heavy hitter that's ever been a rapper, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne, Foxy Brown, Lauryn Hill, Jay-Z. She thanked them for inspiring her work. And then she thanked her past collaborators, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Eminem, and Rihanna. I was just like, okay, tell us you're in the company of absolute gods without telling us you're in the company of absolute gods.
Well, but did you see the camera, like, panned a Lil Nas X in the audience? And he, like, looked like he was confused by some of the people. Like, after she said Madonna, he was like, I don't know if he's like, did she work with Madonna? But it was, his reaction was really weird, and I want to know what that was about.
I missed that, and I wonder if he's like, okay, I need to remember all these names so I know who I need to be collaborating with, because these are absolute icons.
Yeah.
But in her speech, which I appreciate that she wrote it all down, even though it did seem to be like all over the place.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, she just performed for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then had to say thank you. Like, that's a lot. But she paid tribute to a few of her inspirations who are no longer alive. She said, I wish that Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson were here. I wish that people understood what they meant and what they were going through. I wish Pop Smoke and Juice WRLD and Nipsey Hussle were here. And then she made a wellness PSA saying, I wish that people took mental health seriously, even for the people that you think have the perfect lives. Which that line is just... I think everyone needs to remember that always.
Yes. Very, very important. I just, like, I don't know. I love Nicki Minaj. I think she's truly one of the greatest rappers of all time. And her voice, I don't know, just, like, listening to her speech, I was like, I could listen to you talk for a long time.
Yeah. I just, she has such a great stage charisma.
Yeah,
like, she does. She's performing, but she's also seems very authentically herself. Like, I feel like always get Nicki Minaj whenever you're interacting with Nicki Minaj. Like, it's never a front or anything.
Yeah, for sure. Somebody else who I feel like that's very true about is Lizzo.
Oh, hell yeah. My queen.
Yes. God, I love her so. Can I just tell you, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but watching her performance, I got emotional. I'm like, what is your problem, lady? Get it together. I don't know. I just think she's so, like, authentic and real that, like, seeing her on stage just gets to me for some reason.
One of my, like, unspoken dreams is the three of us getting an Airbnb in Palm Springs.
Oh, man.
Because she, like, went to an Airbnb. There was, like, some weird drama with an Airbnb in her one time. And I was like, God, if we could get her in with our group, because we never seem to be able to keep friends.
Yeah.
This would be incredible. Do you know what kind of fun we would have?
Yes. A lot of twerking.
Oh, nothing but.
Yeah. B-U-T-T. So Lizzo also had a really big night for a couple reasons. First, she won the Video for Good Award for her absolute banger, About Damn Time.
It's About Damn Time.
Yeah. But she didn't obviously just bask in this congratulatory glow. She also used her moment on stage to call out some unnamed haters who have been attacking her online.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people were all assuming that she's referring to comedian. And please note, I'm using this term in the loosest sense.
Oh, man, screw this guy.
Yeah, Ari Spears, who appeared on the YouTube show The Art of Dialogue last week. Mm-hmm. Now, Aries is best known for being on Mad TV. And I think he'll henceforth be known as a shabaroon. So you can honestly just get stuffed.
The word usage.
Because during his interview, he had truly terrible things to say about Lizzo. Like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with this honest piece of trash of a man. Like, I absolutely despise him. He's clearly like...
Same.
He has like... internalized hatred of women. Just listening to him talk, I was like, this guy.
1,000%.
But what he ended up saying, there's no need for us to repeat it. That shouldn't even be in the ether, so we're not going to include it. It truly sounds like a version of hate speech, honestly, the way he was talking about her.
Yeah.
But he made, you know, uncalled for, totally unnecessary, body-shaming comments about her physical appearance, generalized about women, which was just like, sit down. So it's just, I mean, this whole time I'm like, who is this guy? Why is he talking? And shut him up forever, please.
Never
give him a platform.
Seriously. Like, there's a reason he hasn't been around.
Yeah.
He needs to go back to wherever he was.
I saw his name and I was like, who? What? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's trash. But, of course, Lizzo is never one. I feel like Lizzo's clapbacks are, like, classy but effective.
Yeah, they're very sophisticated. Yeah.
They're classbacks.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
So she also used her time on stage at the VMAs to address the haters. And, you know, being the absolute queen she is, she did it in a way only Lizzo can.
To the bitches that got something to say about me in the press. You know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. They'd be like, Lizzo, why don't you clap back? Why don't you clap back? Because, bitch, I'm winning, ho.
Yeah, so she later then tweeted a video clip of her accepting the award and wrote, keep my name in your mouth because I know it tastes good, bitch, which is the remix of Will Smith, I Didn't Know I Needed. Like, that's just gold.
Yeah.
Keep my name in your mouth. Man. Like, I love that. Yes. But then yesterday, Lizzo tweeted to clarify that her comments weren't pointed at just Aries. She wrote, let me make one thing very clear. I wasn't addressing anybody in my speech last night. I was addressing everybody. And then three lips emojis, which that's a mic drop if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. I like the video of her like actual speech. Mm-hmm. The comments underneath, I'm sorry, but a lot of them did not pass the vibe check.
They usually don't.
No, they really don't. People are like, they don't, what usually. A good role model. It's like, bitch, she's not trying to be a role model for your toddler. So you do that. That's your job.
Ugh. Yeah, maybe get off the video and go be a parent. Try that.
Yeah. So another major winner from Sunday's award ceremony was Taylor Swift, of course. Like, when is she not just winning awards? She took home the award for Video of the Year for her 10-minute All Too Well Taylor's Version music video, which, of course, we know she also directed.
Yeah. So this actually was a history-making win for her because she broke the record for most wins for Video of the Year. This was her third time winning it. Mm-hmm. And during her speech, she thanked her fans for their support and their encouragement. She said, I know with every second of this moment that we wouldn't have been able to make this short film if it weren't for you, the fans. Because I wouldn't be able to re-record my albums if it weren't for you. You emboldened me to do that. And then she took a moment at center stage with all those eyes on her to make an announcement of her own.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
So then at midnight, how appropriate, she shared on social media that her new album is called Midnights.
How do you feel about that title name?
I like it, actually.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
The plural threw me off a little.
It does throw me off. I just liked kind of like the description of like being up late at night because I've been going to bed at like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. every day this week because I'm on the East Coast. But I don't know. I like it.
It could also be midnights. So like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, real good art gets you talking. And that's what this title has done.
It really does. Mission accomplished. And we don't even have the music yet.
Right. Exactly. Now, of course, this is the VMAs, so it was not all about music. There were some just truly bizarre moments, which I feel like that is the VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
There's always bizarre moments. Yeah. Like, that's what it's known for. And a couple of those were actually provided by Johnny Depp. He made his first TV appearance since he won his defamation trial against Amber Heard. And, like I said, Johnny made a few cameos during the show, which, okay.
Which I think I needed because the first time I was like, no, that's not what I saw. That doesn't make sense. Cannot compute. So this just confirmed that I did actually not hallucinate.
Yeah.
So his first appearance was just his face and it was digitally superimposed on this giant floating moon man, which is, you know, the MTV icon or whatever.
Yeah.
He was floating above the stage and he joked that he needed the work. And then he showed up again later and made more jokes about needing a job, saying, I just want you guys to know I'm available for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, weddings, wakes, any old thing you need, you name it. Oh, and I'm also a dentist.
So is Kathy Hilton. That's a Housewives callback for those fans out there.
It's a hell of a callback. I know I was scratching my head, very confused.
Well, yeah, just his face on the Moon Man was like nightmare fuel. It was so weird.
I know. And it's 2022. Like, we have better technology. Like, there's no exception.
Yeah.
But his appearance did not go over well with Amber Heard's sister, Whitney Henriquez, who lashed out at MTV in an Instagram story. She wrote, at MTV, "You're disgusting and clearly desperate. I really hope that none of the people that made this call have daughters. Hashtag DVMAS, which stands for Domestic Violence Myth Acceptance Scale." Hmm. And then she also hashtagged, "I stand with Amber Heard."
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I feel like all of this is just very classic VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like, I don't know, it's always a really mixed bag. There's always like really good performances. A lot of people make social statements. There were some history-making moments like Bad Bunny. He's the first non-English language act to win Artist of the Year. So that's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I gotta ask, do you think that the VMAs still have their finger on the pulse of, like, what's happening? Or do you think they're no longer relevant?
The VMAs always seems like MTV looked around at, like, the Oscars and the Emmys and they're like, oh, yeah, we want to do that. But they're, like, 13 years old and they don't know how things work. So it's just, like, an absolute cluster of chaos. And I love it.
The VMAs are always so chaotic, but in a good way.
Yeah, it's like the best kind of chaos. I mean, we have a guy in assless chaps performing. Like, you just, you're not going to get that at the Grammys, I'm sorry to say.
Well, maybe.
You're right, maybe. Times are changing.
Music awards are the place to let loose.
They really are, but I feel like the VMAs, like, it's like a heightened level of letting loose.
Yeah. Just the craziest thing about the VMAs is, like, it's a network who used to be all about music videos.
Yeah.
Now is nothing about music videos, but is still doing an award show for music videos. So it's like, okay, I don't know. The VMAs are like, they're always around the time of my birthday. So I always like associate that with, oh, my birthday's coming up. Like the VMAs, I used to watch them like live all the time back in my MTV days. I don't know. I think they're always just going to be chaotic and fun and I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever see them being like, I don't know. I was like, you know, in 30 years, is it just going to be in like a conference center at a Hilton? Maybe. But it will still be chaotic.
Yeah.
The whole thing will just be graphic designs like half of the performances were. It'll be great.
Honestly, that makes a lot of sense to me, to be honest. I love it. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss and merch.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.